Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. We're back to square one with the Japanese again. Tell you about that in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's time again for the Crisp Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
After just 8 months in office, the new Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has announced his resignation. He was forced out after breaking an election pledge to move the unpopular U.S. military base away from the southern island of Okinawa. Now, the implication for the U.S. beef industry is that we're set back to ground zero again when it comes to dealing with the Japanese on BSE, or mad cow disease. We're stuck with their regulations of 4 or 5 years ago now, where they put us kind of at a midpoint of accepting U.S. beef from 20 months of age cattle or younger. The Japanese, though, very fearful of BSE as much as anything because of domestic cases of BSE, continue to put this unrealistic standard on top of the U.S. cattle industry. Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he's their chief economist in Washington. We talked with him about 30 days ago, and he was saying we were going to have to kind of cool our jets until after the July elections in Japan. And then perhaps the relationship that was started this last April with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and his Japanese counterpart in that current administration in Japan in the Ministry of Agriculture might be able to get some traction and get something going perhaps by early next year.
And we've got to be a little patient with them. They've got a new group. We've got a new administration. The Secretary, I think, did a great job of saying, look, let's kind of start from scratch here, get to know each other and kind of work on these things as they come. And I think both sides have kind of decided to, after this election is over, put together some teams, sit down. We know that Japan probably has to change its domestic regulation with regard to this whole 20 and under testing regime that they have. I think it's going to come, but I think Japan will do it on their own time. And I think we're going to have to be patient. It's a lot easier to be patient at these cattle prices and having the other demand around the world that we have. Right. So hopefully, if we can be patient with them, work through this, and sometime here next year, hopefully early next year, we can get this thing up and running with the Japanese as well.
Secretary Vilsack's rapport that he had established with the new Ministry of Agriculture back in April, pretty well gone now. He'll have to start over with new players as a new prime minister steps into the role in Japan. It further delays and pushes back the opportunity to move the Japanese to a more open policy for U.S. beef. Bottom line, that hope that had been expressed several times in recent months of maybe raising the Japanese as far as beef access from 20-month standard to a 30-month standard, that at best is just a hope right now. It's not going to be realized for quite some time. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Crisp Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.